A visit to a news network that is growing.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, broadcasting live this week from WLRN in Miami, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're here in South Florida with our Wealth and Poverty Desk to focus on the new American dream as President Obama begins his second term. And it's a second term that he could not have won without strong support from Hispanics. They make up about 16% of the U.S. population and about 65% of the population here in Miami-Dade County. So it's probably not a surprise that this is where you'll find the headquarters of the television network that is seen by more Hispanics than any other.
This is the headquarters of Univision Networks.
We stopped by for a visit and found ourselves in what looked like a Hollywood film lot.
So right now we're at the studio where we broadcast off Don Francisco.
He wants the girl to be able to come out this way.
The network is known for its entertainment programming, but its news department is also growing. In fact, Univision is teaming up with ABC to launch a new 24-hour English language news channel aimed at Hispanics. I sat down with Isaac Lee, who is the network's president of news.
We reach at least 70% of the Hispanic community, and we are lucky enough to have a younger audience, 10 years younger than the average of other networks.
Why so many younger people? Because I did see you won in the critical 18 to 34 demographic recently.
Correct. In the next 10 years, 500,000 Hispanics a year will turn 18. And we will be part of the system, will start to be eligible to vote, will be part of the credit system for banking. We tend to have more children, and that keeps us young.
Now, in some of the major cable news networks, such as Fox News and MSNBC, one of the criticisms has been that they are catering to people who just want to hear what they already think. Do you deal with that as well?
We are not to the left. We are not to the right. We do not have any affiliation with a political party, but we do have a point of view, and our point of view is to be pro-Hispanic. So whatever it's good for the Hispanic community, whatever it's beneficial to our viewers, it's good for us.
What's the income breakdown of the people who are watching Univision, do you think? Working class, middle class, rich?
You know, $1.3 trillion of purchasing power.
Right.
So yes, it's middle class. They're not rich. But one of the things that media has to stop doing is putting Hispanics in a box. There is a stereotype of having a Hispanic play the role in Hollywood as a maid or as a gardener. And we do have maids and gardeners who are wonderful people that work really hard to bring a better life to their kids. But we also have amazing stories of doctors who are saving lives, who might be the fireman next to your door, and who are cabinet members and who are, billionaires. There's a lot of culturally involvement.
Would Hispanics rather get their news in Spanish or English in the United States?
It depends. You know, most of Hispanics would rather get them in Spanish. But when you talk about second, third generation Hispanics, they speak English. And that's why we're launching this new network that will reach them.
When I hear you say this, I wonder if the, quote, mainstream media outlets in the country are just completely missing out on this trend.
I think so. For us, it's very clear the role of the Hispanic community. If you look at the presidential inauguration, Justice Sotomayor gave the swearing oath to the vice president. You have a Hispanic reverend and a Hispanic poet. If that's not a clue of what the country is changing, then something's really wrong.
Isaac Lee is the president of news at Univision. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, coming up, what can Miami tell us about America's future?
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Well, now we've assembled a group of people who live here and follow the economy very closely. Paula Ayuspa Abbott, a reporter with the Daily Business Review, Andrea Hewson, professor of finance at the University of Miami, and Dan Gretsch, formerly of Marketplace, now the news director here at WLRN Miami Herald News. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I want you to listen to what the mayor of Miami, Tomas Regalado, told us the other day. Listen to this.
I think that Miami is what the United States will be in 25, 30 years.
That attracted a lot of attention. Dan Gretsch, what do you make of it?
Miami is the city of the future, and it will always be.
You say that with a smile on your face.
Well, you know, there are very serious academic studies out there that suggest that the kind of reverse acculturation that we have in Miami, which basically means that when you come to Miami, you learn Spanish. When you come to Miami, you need to acculturate to the, quote, minority culture, which is the Hispanic culture, that kind of phenomenon will become more common because this sort of polyglot population that started in Little Havana is basically taking over the entire southern part of the state and maybe the country.
Andrea Hewson, what do you think? Is Miami the city of the future?
I think it definitely is. It is a microcosm of many different cultures. And my students that are bilingual, I tell them that's not enough anymore. You need to be trilingual.
Really?
And that's Spanish, Portuguese, and English.
What about you, Paula Ayuspa Abbott? What do you think? Is Miami the city that we should all be paying attention to as a future indicator for the whole United States?
Yes, I do. But there are some things that need to be improved. For example, here there is a huge extreme between the rich and the poor.
Yeah.
We have some of the most expensive condos ever built are being built right now. You have a project where the cheapest condo is $4 million.
Wow.
Or $1 million. But then you have 50,000 people on a waiting list for public housing. So if Miami is the city of the future, I hope that is corrected because we want a perfect future, not an imperfect future.
Some answers from our Miami Roundtable, and you can hear our full conversation at marketplace.org. At WLRN in Miami, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.